Okay, here we are back with the question and answer session, and that's going to be that way. If anybody wants to come back to the question and answers, it's easy.
Good. That's a great way to do it.
Easy. Now, let me get my... Sorry. I thought I had my paperwork right here in front of me for the questions, and I will here in just a second.
I have a one in front of me, and there's a question from JD in Canada.
Okay.
They say, as a facilitator, can I host more than one video workshop using the $100 kit? Absolutely. You can do it as many times as you want. As long as there's still an image on the DVD, you can show it.
That is correct. In fact, you don't even have to
I wore one set of tapes out.
And you don't even have to purchase it. You can borrow them. And
as long as you don't wear out the one you borrow.
That's right. Well, if you wear out the one you borrow, you better replace it. But that's okay. You can. So we have a comment from Barb McKenzie in Kelowna of British Columbia. And I just wanted to share this comment because I liked it so much. She says, I want to share that I've enjoyed hosting several video workshops, and one surprising benefit is the amazing healings I myself experience from first-timers, even in the first practice session. I find hosting workshops contributes to my total well-being as well as enjoyment of community. I love Quantum Touch. And I really liked how we were able to use that to bring in how important this is and how valuable it is. Even after the first, I tell people that, after the very, by lunchtime, the first day, you're running energy and seeing results. And
that's
it's amazing,
right.
Even at video workshops and even among people who've never done it before.
And her experience is the same experience I've had. The joy of hosting them and the healing that occurred during the workshops for myself was absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that comment, Barb, and we got good benefit from it. Okay, the next question is from Melody in Cornwall. Do you have promotional literature or flyers that go along with the video workshop kit?
No. I haven't found any yet. But I'd be happy to help people prepare those things. I have lots of them done. It's
mm-hmm.
not that difficult, but we're working on that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Well, and we will continue to work on it. If each one of us are on our own, even the live basic instructors are on our own to create our own flyers and our own promotional material. So if there's any questions about that, there's... the policies, the Quantum Touch terms, it's on the website, the Quantum Touch website. At the very bottom of the page is a bunch of little black words down there. Terms is the one you click on, and that's got some answers about how to go about not creating your own promotional materials, but some of the rules to follow and what you can and can't do depending on if you're certified or not certified. So that might be something you'd want to read through just so you know. So the next one is from Bob Stewart in Johannesburg, South Africa. How many people do I need to run a video workshop?
Three.
Yourself and two others. Or
that's
as
right.
many as you can talk into it.
That's right.
So as many as show up. And we've had people I think it was in Malaysia somewhere, where I think a rich doctor decided that this was just the it of everything. And had a great big video workshop, rented a ballroom at a hotel, served a buffet. I mean, he rolled out the red carpet for hundreds of people.
It's unlimited.
Yes, it's unlimited. You can do it any way you want. but you need to start with at least three people. The next one is Barbara Edwards in Houston. And she says, is the video workshop kit a DVD or just audio CDs?
It's a DVD, and there's only one audio CD, and that's the one that comes with your kit in order to use as an introductory thing to get people to come. But the DVD is all something you watch on your TV.
Yes. Richard is actually live and in living color sitting there.
Live and living color.
Yes, and he's fun, he's informative, and he's got a really corny sense of humor that I think is hysterical.
I enjoy it so much. I laugh every time after all these times of watching it.
I know it. I never get tired of it. Okay, Robin Olson in Wilhelmina, I don't know where that is. How do I gather participants for my workshops? I live a long way from town, and I have very few social contacts.
Well, you know, I had the same problem. I lived a long way from town and had very few contacts, too, and I still got people to come to my workshops. I think that posting it on the Quantum Touch video
the website.
Class listing, the website, is the best way to
get
your information out.
The event calendar.
The event calendar. Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't saying that right. You're going to send it to updates@quantumtouch.com, and the good people at Quantum Touch will see that it gets posted in the right place. You want to include your location and the time. And contact information so they can get in touch with you, and you'll be surprised how many people will see that and want to come. And tell your friends.
Absolutely, friends and family. Didn't you say that you knew somebody who had 22 participants just with their own family?
That's right. I had a couple who had married late in life and both had big families, and they learned about Quantum Touch. Their first video workshop was made up of nothing but family members, and they had 22 of children, grandchildren, cousins, all that kind of stuff. There were 22 of them, all of one family, and that was their first workshop.
Okay. Well, this next question actually ties in. Stanzi from Weathersfield, I guess, she says, Do I have to charge the whole $90 to family and friends, or can I give a discount? The answer is you charge your facilitator fee of $40 doesn't have to be collected from anybody unless you choose to.
That's right.
If they're going to get course credit and a certificate of completion, you have to collect $50 from them so you can send it into Quantum Touch. Or You can send it in for them. You can gift it to them if you want to.
That's right.
Yes.
You can gift it to them.
Or if someone in your family or friends, if they don't care about getting course credit and certificate, they just want to learn and attend, you don't have to charge them anything. But you do have to make sure they understand that they can't change their mind later.
That's right. They're going to have to retake the workshop. Yeah.
They'll have to retake the workshop if they decide they want course credit at some point. But if you're not going to be sending Quantum Touch and asking for course credit and a certificate of completion, you do not have to collect money for that person. You can do, in fact, I think there's someone in Singapore who has done many video workshops with lots and lots of people in her workshops and does them totally free.
Mm-hmm.
Her participants don't get course credit, they don't get certificates of completion, but they do get the information and know how to start using Quantum Touch for healing and accelerate healing and helping each other. And I think that's fabulous.
I do too.
Yes. So thank you. That was a great question, Sanzi. Now, Patty, Alvarado, Mexico, I can't tell sometimes if these are names or places because of the way they put them in. She says, I would like to give workshops via teleseminar because I think there are many of us who can't attend your workshops for a variety of reasons, but want to learn. So,
we would like to do that too.
Julie and I have talked many times about how to make these into teleseminars. The only way to really use the basic Quantum Touch techniques have to be taught either live or with a DVD video. So, but we could use teleseminars to answer questions.
That's right.
And you can do as many of those as you want to.
And if we figure a way out, we'll let you know.
If we figure a different way, that's right. But this isn't just for Mexico. There's people in India. There's people in Pakistan. There's a lot of countries that are remote that feel like they would really like to have. They keep wanting an instructor to come. They want to learn this stuff, but they don't know how to go about it. The video workshop program is the way to bring Quantum Touch to your community, no matter where it is. The hardest part when you're in another country is actually getting a hold of the video workshop kit.
Because
the money conversion is different. You have to, the postage is different because it's shipped from the United States. It has to go through customs. So the hardest part about all of that for another country is actually getting your hands on the kit. After that, it's a piece of cake, and you can use it any number of ways. And now, after you have this recording, it should answer all of your questions about how to do that. And boy, we hope that you'll get that going in those countries where people are crying for the information and really don't have the funding to go to a live class or go to another country to go to a live class. So now
the next question seems to be from Judith from Swansea.
Perfect.
Okay. Will I be able to include Quantum Touch in my professional bodywork practice after the completion of a video workshop, or will I need to do a live class with an instructor? Do you have an answer for that?
No, but I think you do.
I always tell my students that, and the video participants, that if they want to say that they do Quantum Touch, they can talk about it all they want, but it would not be advisable to print it on your business cards or on your literature until you've become a certified practitioner. The Quantum Touch name is a registered trademark, and so it's important for you to respect that and to do the pre-work that it takes to become a certified practitioner. It's not really hard to become a certified practitioner. It's very simple to do. And so talk about it all you want, but become a certified practitioner before you start putting it on your business card. That's my answer.
Yes, and advertising that you do Quantum Touch in writing.
Right.
You can talk about it, say you're practicing. You can also call yourself a graduate. Say I'm a graduate of the video workshop program, or I'm a graduate of a live basic workshop program.
Right.
So,
but you can use it all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, use it, mix it up with any kind of other body work,
mm-hmm.
use the techniques, mm-hmm. and enhance whatever else that you're using by combining Quantum Touch with it. Until you get your certification to be a practitioner.
That's right. There's a couple of rules about how to go about it if you're going to use it in promotional business materials.
That's
and
right.
Again, I'll send you back to the Quantum Touch policies, which are on the quantumtouch.com. At the very bottom of the page, the little black letters along the bottom of the page, it's under terms. And that will answer a lot of the questions about that for you, about you know, the difference, you know, how you can use and what the different terms mean and how you can use them in business promotion.
That's right.
Yes. Now, the next one is from Sue Heldenbrand in Louisiana. How much time is allowed during the video to practice what is shown? Go ahead, Judy. Julie.
Well, you get almost an hour, sometimes a little more than an hour in each four-hour segment to do a practice session. And so you have plenty of time to practice what you've learned. If you're listening to something during the workshop and Richard says something that you want to try and he doesn't have a prescribed time to work on it, stop it. I've learned to stop it and say, anybody want to try this? And sometimes we'll take a little unscheduled practice session where we do 10 minutes or something so they can learn it right there on the spot, right when it's fresh in their mind.
Well, and you can also take as much time as you need. Since since the clicker is in your hand, that means that you're controlling the time of the workshop. The only thing you can't do is make the workshop shorter, which I think is, oh, that's coming up. Hang on a second. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Right. Yes. That's the next question almost.
Yes, almost. Well, why don't we take it as the next question?
Okay.
Layla in Miami Beach says, how can we make the workshop shorter in time?
You can't.
You can't.
You shouldn't.
No,
you don't want to.
You don't want to.
No, make it longer. I mean, I always end up taking more time.
Yes. The only way to make it shorter in time would be to cut down on the practice time, which cuts your participants short. It shortchanges everybody. Then they don't get the full benefit of that practice session. Because in any workshop, if you spend, you know, if you just, all you do is listen to lecturing and you never get a chance to actually try it, you've only been a 10% participant. You want 100% participation and you want everybody to have 100% chance to practice all of this stuff. which would make...
And the most important thing is that they lose out on the healing time that happens.
That's right. A lot of people come to a workshop because they personally have things they want to work on. They want other people to help. I went to my first one with the lower back issues, and I was really very interested in feeling better in my lower back by the end of that workshop.
Yes, that's
so
important.
It wasn't just to learn the skills. I wanted to heal myself. Everybody has something on them that they want healed. And
right.
And so don't cut any of that short. There's no way to shorten it. Plus, it's a 12-hour workshop. The certificate is given to you. We're trusting you as the host to put the workshop together correctly, send your paperwork correctly, but also to facilitate the actual workshop correctly so that your participants get full benefit. So that's what they get their certificate for, so make sure they get it.
Yes, a minimum of 12 hours.
That's right. And Lee in Toledo says, how do I find out if my state or city offers CEUs for taking the course?
Well, Quantum Touch offers CEUs for two different groups, nurses and for massage therapists. Now, you will need to check with your state, though, because some state laws, surprisingly, I just found this out myself, say that the person who teaches a CEU course must be registered by the state in order to actually give that credit, because their state boards will not accept those CEUs unless they're from a teacher that has been registered with the state.
Mm-hmm. Now, this question was asked many times when I was working on staff, and the answer is that the live workshops, the live basic workshops and the live advanced workshops, all qualify for CEUs for massage therapists.
That's right.
The video workshop program does not qualify for any CEUs
right.
through Quantum Touch. There's no arrangements have been made. So if you wanted to check with your state if you could host a video workshop and get credit for nurses or whatever it is you're trying to do, the answer will probably be no.
That's right. It'll probably be no. So you need to find a live basic teacher to give you those credits.
That's right. If somebody's a massage therapist and needs CEUs, you need to send them to a live class. Or if they're looking to become certified as a practitioner, you can use one video workshop and one live class to become a certified practitioner. That's part of the as part of the requirements. Not all of them, but those would be your class requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to take two live classes. So that's another benefit to offering people the video workshop instead of, the all live classes.
Right.
Okay, the next one is from Dave in Wilmington. If one needs to rent space to conduct a video workshop, is it acceptable to add that rent to the fees collected?
Yes, there is a provision for adding up to $25. Is that correct,
Up to $25 per participant.
Per participant.
And it's
called
a vanity.
Yes, to be able to pay for the space that you rent or any other incidentals that you incur in hosting this workshop. So just remember that it's only $25 per student.
Yes, per student, participant, and that's $25 US. So that
right.
that converts also if you're in another country and have to do the conversion rate. Convert that 25 into whatever that is in your country's currency. So then it's up to. So if you don't need that much, then only add 10 or
right.
15, whatever you need. If you want to really make money doing workshops, the thing to do would be to become an instructor as quickly as possible. And make yourself a certified Quantum Touch instructor and use it as a business. So this is a way just to learn Quantum Touch, to form community to practice with and socialize with, and to make a little extra money. It's really not a way because you can't really, add any other charges on top of it. You can't charge whatever you want to. Some people have actually charged whatever they want to, but they always got told on.
Somebody pops them.
Because their participants call in the office and say, hey, what's this about this? And then they get in trouble. So you want to make sure that you keep yourself in integrity on how you're charging your workshops and ethical. And that's also a good way to magnetize your workshops. People will come to you if they know they can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is from Kina in Hurricane, Utah. When hosting a video workshop, do you need any special software? Also, is it necessary for participants to have contacted QT and signed up previously? Could some just show up at the last minute and view from home? So this is an example of how things can get confusing.
Right. No, you don't need any special software. You just need a TV and a way to show your DVD or your mm-hmm. video tape. And no, it's not necessary for any of the participants to have contacted Quantum Touch and signed up for anything previously. You might find it nice to know how many people were going to come, so you know how big a space to have, so you might want to get them to contact you, but they don't need to, and they can just show up at the last minute to view. That would be wonderful if they did.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have to, they don't have to contact Quantum Touch to sign up at all.
No, they don't.
The only classes that you have to contact Quantum Touch to sign up are any of the advanced workshops, the supercharging, and the core transformations 1 and 2, and also Alan's retreats. Those all have to be, in order to register for those classes, you have to sign up, you have to contact Quantum Touch to register.
Now, if you come to a live basic workshop, you need to sign up in advance or pay a different fee.
Yeah, but they have to sign up with the instructor, not Quantum Touch
right.
Incorporated.
That's right. That's right.
Each instructor individually. At the class that you want to attend, you call that instructor and sign up for the class and pre-register.
And call the host if you're doing the video workshop.
That's right. And people don't usually sign up for a class before they've actually talked to you about it. So I've never had anybody, in fact,
me
show up at the door.
Well, unless somebody brought their daughter or their cousin or something, that might happen.
Ah, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Say, oh, my daughter called this morning and I said, you want to come? And they did. So that works fine.
Oh, yes. That's absolutely perfect. Okay, the next one is from James in Salt Lake City. And this is about skepticism. Does skepticism on the part of the receiver affect treatment outcome? And if so, how about skepticism on the part of the practitioner? Now, I'm not sure exactly why we included this question particularly, because we were only going to answer video workshop questions. Maybe it was because of potential participants who were skeptical,
mm-hmm.
And we were trying to offer them the class. Is that why?
Well, I think that it's a good question because many people may have skepticism. If you're hosting the video workshop, then you might be a skeptic going in, but I think that if you're going to participate in the whole workshop, you won't be a skeptic by the end of it. Because so many things happen to show that this works during the practice sessions that it's almost impossible to get through the weekend and still be a skeptic.
Yes.
Is that a good answer to that?
Yes, I know. I mean, even people who are at your workshop, whether it's the video workshop or a live basic, they'll be working along and breathing and really, you know, wondering if it's working. Is it working?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they get confirmation. Yes, it's working. Look what you did. Look what happened.
And Richard says in the video workshop that he was working on a rabbit, and the rabbit changed his position. He relaxed. He did all this and says the rabbit wasn't a skeptic. He didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't know. He didn't have any of that belief hardware.
No, that's right. So.
Now, I'm going back over to the board here because that was the end of our questions that we had gathered earlier. And Maria LaFosse in Iowa City says, is there any translation of this DVD to Spanish or Portuguese? And I'm sorry, Maria, at this time, this DVD kit only comes in English. There's translations of the book, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, is in many languages, but the actual video DVD kit only comes in English. And we're hoping that changes one of these days too. And Ann Rust here says, does the participant pay with two checks, one to Quantum Touch and one to the facilitator? They can, right, Julie?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can pay with two checks if it's easiest for them.
I had many people do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the participant pays by credit card, will Quantum Touch send back the $40 to the host? That's an interesting...
They will not.
Pardon?
They won't send back the $40 to the host. You need to keep it.
No, but if they pay by credit card.
They have a credit card? No, they need to pay separately.
They need to pay separately with a check to you, evidently, and then a credit card.
Are we going to run out of time here?
I've increased our minutes just so we could finish up. I just wanted to get some of these last little questions here that are about the money. So if somebody's paying with a credit card, they need to pay the $50 with the credit card and get a check or cash for the $40. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, that would be the most clean, clear-cut way to do that.
Very simple.
And
oftentimes I would tell people to bring two checks if they're going to pay by check.
That's good. Yeah, bring two checks, or if you're going to pay with a credit card, at least bring one check.
That's
or
right.
Cash. And then Eric asks, does the Quantum Touch home office send something like a form 1099 as far as taxes are concerned for facilitators of the workshops? And the big,
not
the big,
that I know of.
There's a big N-O for that. No. everybody's on their own as far as being keeping track of what they need to declare for their taxes. So I think on that note, unless there's anything you can think to add to that?
I think we've covered it really well. I want to make sure everybody understands that you can do this. You don't have any trouble at all doing it. Everything's easy to do. Just read the paperwork and try to fill it out as completely as you can and send it in.
And, well, I also wanted to thank everybody for participating today. This is, we've had up to 50-some people on the call. We're down to 28 right now because, you know, it's a very long call, and we're very sorry. That's why I split it up into two parts so that, you know, you didn't have to listen through the whole other part to get to the question and answers. So I hope this helps how you did it. Thank you so much, all of you, for participating. If you have more questions, check the Quantum Touch message board and see if Jennifer has added a topic for that, or you can email your questions. Where could you email them? Nicole, I think it's Video Workshop. I don't know what her official address is, and I should probably know that, shouldn't I? The Video Workshop Department. Oh, those are all listed on the Quantum Touch website under the
That's
contact
right. Look on the
page.
Quantum Touch webpage, and they'll have all those listed.
That's right, on the contact page. It'll have all of the departments listed with their official email addresses, so you be sure and get to the right person. So anyway, thank you so much for your participation on all levels today. It's absolutely wonderful. I wish you so much luck. Get out there and do it. You can do it, and it'll be fun. And it will change your life. I'm telling you, won't it, Julie?
Yes, it will.
Is totally life changing. It's not just learning Quantum Touch, but helping others, facilitating others to learn Quantum Touch. It's totally life changing. A couple of years, you won't recognize yourself, and you will be so much closer to an ideal life. You know, maybe you are right now, but 4 years ago, I certainly wasn't, and I am now, and I owe it all to being willing to get out there and put myself out and learn how to do this, even though it was really hard for me. It wasn't hard for you, was it, Julie?
I dove in like a fish in water, man.
I know it. And for me, it was just a total struggle. But we both made it, see?
That's
so it
right.
Doesn't matter
I've,
where
I
you
have
start.
Benefited from it greatly, and I am so grateful to have the opportunity to share what I've learned with everyone on this call. And thank you, Randy, for inviting me. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much, Julie, for helping me with this and for helping me plan for it. And everybody on the call, I hope you listen to the replay, and thank you so much. Have a great day.